This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the charts for the week of August 3rd through the 7th will be the items of scrutiny. Thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael to go through the stories, some of the ancillary conversations that I may have had on my various programs this week to throw into the mix. And Michael's heard on some of the programs he's done. Maybe he's actually been on some of the shows, hosted programs, and talked to people who are in this culture, if you will. So as a people list and a story list, Michael, please, let us unveil. This is the moment that vast millions have been waiting for. They want to know what the story list is this week. Yes.
But yes, the people in the culture are saying, although some of them ain't too cultural.
No.
That's neither here nor there.
Ain't sweet, yes, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have the NYAG suing the NRA.
Yay!
We talk in terms of, you know, letters. Yes. The New York Attorney General is suing and trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association. That's at number 10, but it broke late in the week. It's a big story. At number 9, the Beirut explosion tied with SpaceX bringing the astronauts back safely, and social media and censorship all bunched in at number 9. At number 8, we have the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. with sports and
yep.
Political correctness.
Yes, we're nothing if we're not politically correct here. I think that's an important thing.
Oh, we got to be politically correct.
Otherwise, we'll be canceled, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Stations will cancel this program.
We'll be canceled as people. We will
yes.
start to notice as we look
no
at our
value.
Hands and our arms and our feet and our legs,
yes.
and we look at ourselves in the mirror, and we will start to become transparent.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
At number 7, we have U.S.-China relations, and that's tied with the TikTok flap, along with WeChat.
I want to know, when we get to that point, what if you understand what TikTok is? I'm afraid
I will explain it fully. I do it all the time. It's so
yes.
cool.
Yeah.
I got to show you a new TikTok video I made of how to cut up a banana.
Good. I've always wondered, did you do it the long way or the short way?
Oh, I approach it perpendicular. At number 6, the economy tied with stimulus legislation. At number 5, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 4, healthcare, meds and masks. At number 3, the school opening debate. At number 2, we're getting into politics now, back at the top of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump Axios interview and the subpoenaing of Deutsche Bank. At number 1, the presidential race, politics, and specifically the mail-in voting debate. And that's basically the stories. The people, that's a mixed bag. At number 10, we have Letitia James. At number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine at 8. Mark Meadows at 7. Number 6, Mitch and Nancy. At number 5, Tony and Deborah. At number 4, Cyrus Vance Jr. Number 3, Jonathan Swan. Number 2, Joe Biden, and number 1, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
You missed one.
Uh-oh. You?
Well, you missed
Doug Steffen. At number 7.5.
Yes, that's right. The rumors that are floating about, this is not the first time this has happened, but it seems to be more prolific this week, that Joe Biden talking to Michelle Obama about her being his running mate, which might keep me in that column, if you will. Susan Rice and Kamala Harris seem to be the other two that are on the list, both of whom, from my perspective, are from horror. So it'll be interesting. What do you hear rumor-wise about presidential circles.
I hear that he is going to nominate Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, you know what? People are so stupid, there are a lot of people who think, oh, that's a perfect choice. That name really goes well in Americana. Let's vote for him because Eleanor Roosevelt is there.
Right.
Yeah. The reason we didn't put any one name in there is because there are many of them.
It's fluid. Yeah.
And we don't, a lot depends on if suddenly he names somebody. It'll all change, and as you realize, we complete this chart early on Friday, so it's always a little bit off base with the Friday issues.
Yeah.
We can't, you know, and
yeah.
We always wonder, is he going to announce today, and that's going to throw the whole thing off.
Right.
It's very hard to do snapshots of what's happening in the world today because it moves so quickly.
That's for sure.
Newspapers live with that problem on a level that's just off the charts when they put out that print publication.
So let's go back a little bit to number seven and the aspect of the TikTok situation. You and I were laughing a little because we don't, either of us, use it and probably don't understand what the appeal is. And then I was thinking about, referencing Kiefer Sutherland, who's back as the fugitive. Remember the old movie and the TV show? So there's a new episodic adventure moving that story along on Quibi. And Quibi, if I am to understand what it's all about from my friends who get it because I don't, is sort of the same thing as TikTok in video. It's short, like 8, 10, 12, 14 minute shows. That's it. You put the show
together. Well, TikTok
episodically.
Yeah, 14 minutes is Lawrence of Arabia on TikTok. I mean, that's very long. TikTok is, I don't know the exact time, but we're talking, seconds. Very, 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 very quick little video presentations that people are making. And I guess it's like turning short-term attention span into some type of a genre.
Well, but isn't it... Don't you think technology has changed us? You know, if you go back in history, the Industrial Revolution, which started after the Civil War, actually before that in Europe and other places in the world, but we embraced it fully by the time we got to the late 1870s, the 1880s, like in there, and it changed everything. So now, fast forward to the space race. I guess that's really, or was it just after World War II, when IBM made their first computer for public consumption? They made computers for the War Department, and then things really all hell broke loose, didn't the technology?
Well, the computers are really developed as part of the effort to crack the German code.
Yes.
The Germans had a computer, and the Allies formed a computer, and that was really the beginning of computation. What you're pointing out, though, is something that's very interesting. Most of our modern technological achievements existed for decades earlier than we realize, in prototype and in experimental forms. I mean, there was TV back in the 30s, but we just didn't have it until the 50s.
What kind of TV did you have as a kid growing up?
I had a little tiny screen with a big cabinet that it was located in. It was like a big piece of furniture.
Stromberg. Remember, I had a Stromberg Carlson, or my father, I bought one. Had a 10-inch screen with a magnifying glass on it. Had a radio and a record player.
What was the TV that had the frame around it that was lit up? Was that a Zenith?
Zenith. Yes,
it actually had a lit around it to go easy on your eyes, you know.
That was how they sold it, yes. Right. Easy on your... My mother used to think we'd go blind if we spent too much time in front of the television set, so we were limited to a half hour a day. That was it.
Mm. Yep. Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
You were deprived.
I was, yeah.
We're off in a few directions here, but basically technology changes sociology. We are an animal. The human species, if you will, is, first of all, it's the only animal on Earth that progresses. I mean, animals evolve, but... You know, birds don't come up each year with a new improved way of making a nest.
Also, we're the only ones that are aware of our fate.
We suspect that. We're not sure of that, but that's a whole philosophical thing. But in terms of our technology, we are so intricately connected to our technology that our sociology, our habits, the way we live, who we are, what we are, how our brains are wired, is completely in ratio to the development of our technology. So clearly, when we make new technology, we're making new chapters in the human condition. And we're experiencing that right now in terms of technological and communications technology. Mm-hmm. The way we communicate is changing what we are.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. It's time for me to focus on the big deal of the week from MyPillow. There actually are two that they want you to know about. The MyPillow Bed Topper, which goes on top of the MyPillow mattress, and on top of the MyPillow bed topper go the MyPillow sheets, and on top of those go the MyPillow pillows, and the really good thing about it is you can wash them all, and the pillows especially. What a wonderful way to have peace of mind, get into bed every night with clean sheets, clean pillows, pillowcases, and that bed topper that makes everything, it smooths out everything on the bed. Really fabulous. Now is a great time to get to the website. That would be my direction here. MyPillow.com is the website. This is the most comfortable pillow, and the accoutrements are the most comfortable you'll find anywhere. And again, the emphasis on how often you can wash them and dry them. Keep your bed and bedroom. The way to get a good night's sleep is to feel peace of mind when you get into the bed. And that's what you get with all the MyPillow products. The other thing that they're pushing this week is the MyPillow Pet Bed. Check that out, too. Use the promo code DJV, please. DJV. Get you a big discount, BOGO stuff. Buy one, get one free. And also free shipping. That's MyPillow.com. Discount code DJV.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With a choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-796-1182. 800-796-1182. 800-796-1182. That's 800-796-1182.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, moving back into this zone here, Talk Radio Zone, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Always new stations, people listening for the first time. The idea behind this program is pretty simple. And it started about the same time as Casey Kasem was at the height of his popularity, figuring Michael, as he was astute, he was from the radio, we are both radio brats and both from the music side of the world, and the countdown seemed to fit naturally. If you got a countdown of music, why not have a countdown of the talk stories, right? In
exactly.
Fact, the talk radio world is more influential than any of the other formats that are on the radio. So Michael had this, and we've been doing this together for years and years, and it is a good snapshot of what people are talking about. So therefore, would we assume, they don't like assumptions because you know what they do, should we assume from this that we really do have a good handle on most everything that is important to be discussed in the country?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer. I hope we do. I do believe that talk media is the most accurate bellwether of American public opinion.
Vox populi, remember?
Yeah, but I don't know whether or not I'm always concerned that the really important stories are not being covered in the media. Because what these stories usually are their opinions expressed about stories that are covered in the mainstream press. And whatever the mainstream press is, that's an arguable term, but you get the picture.
Right.
So I think there are a lot of things going on in the world that should be talked about, but are not. The reality is so much greater than our ability to focus on any frame of it. So this is the frame of reality as we see it in this day and age through the lens of politics and popular media. That's the best I can describe. I guess I'm getting too heady about it, but it's a big question as to, does this reflect what's really going on? And it reflects what we think is going on.
The lens of liberty, as it would be. I've often wondered this, and I've never asked you the question before, in this way. Looking at the people list and the names, and thinking to myself, okay, what's in a name? When you hear Fauci, what is that? What would it have done for you before you knew who the name was attached to? or McConnell or DeWine or Musk or Trump or Biden. You know, do you ever think about what constitutes a name, where those letters come together and what do those names mean? You ever think about that?
Oh, I think about the words and letters, certainly. Sometimes you look at a word that you're used to and you say, my gosh, that's a funny word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you use the word all your time, all the time, and you don't think about it because you think of the word is a symbol, and what comes to mind is, like, take the word E-Y-E. Mm-hmm. That's a funny sounding word.
I is.
I. If you did not know that an I, an E-Y-E, is the
was
thing that
eye.
You see through is an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also the same word for, you know, the pronoun for yourself.
And you don't think of the word I and I.
You don't even think of them as sounding alike. They're so different. Words are funny things when it comes to cognition.
And English words as well. The eye of the needle. Yet another. The eye of a storm. Mm-hmm. Now think about all the different... We grow up learning the language. It's a very tough language to learn. I have a lot of respect for people that come here from other countries who learn the language, even if it's kind of broken, because we do a lot in our language that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. But Fauci sounds like something that Shakespeare would have had. And then Fauci arrived.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Fauci.
Yeah.
Right, isn't it? It's like a Shakespearean word.
Yes. Yeah.
Fauci was the king of the nation of malaria.
It's appropriate. All right, back to the serious business at hand here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free Remfresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended Remfresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower, so you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests, many of which devolve into violence, continue in Portland, Oregon, where police again declared a riot last evening.
This is the Portland police. This is a declared riot.
Last night, rioters approached a police building, threw things at officers, blocked a road, and set dumpsters on fire. It was the 74th consecutive night of protests and rioting in Portland since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. It was also a night of looting and property damage in downtown Chicago. Police there say large crowds could be seen breaking windows, storming into stores all across the Magnificent Mile. The Chicago Transit Authority has suspended bus and train service downtown at the request of public safety officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Authorities say counterfeit documents are hitting the U.S. in record numbers lately. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Counterfeit documents are giving criminals a license to commit a number of crimes, including voter fraud and terrorism, according to United States officials at the Customs and Border Protection offices. They say they've seized over 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's licenses at Chicago's O'Hare Airport alone. The licenses and other fake documents were included in overseas shipments, mostly from China and Hong Kong. Dallas has also seen an influx in counterfeit document seizures, over 20,000 since 2019. And last fall, CBP agents in Kentucky intercepted nearly 30,000 fake U.S. licenses and more than 3,000 blank cardstocks for making those licenses that were headed to New York City.
Democrats in the state of Wisconsin say they have found a long list of problems with Kanye West's ballot paperwork, which he turned in a few days ago. They say hundreds of the signatures on West's petitions don't meet the state's requirement for addresses or voting location. West needs 2,000 valid signatures to make the November ballot there. He turned in over 2,400 on Friday. And Simon Cowell has now had a metal rod put in his back after he fell off an electric bicycle and broke his back at his Malibu home on Saturday. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You are obligated to listen for another half hour because we got another half hour worth of conversation here.
I thought you were going to tell me I'm obligated to be here.
Well, you are, yes. You must be here or else.
Oh, God.
Everything falls apart. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen, with something that is very, I'm going to lay this on you, and I know you're going to be very honest with me and with the audience, more importantly. I'm in receipt of an email from the New York Times. The New York Times has sent me this email because I am someone who's interested in what's going on in the world, so they think, and the information that they are about to present to me in their morning sort of podcast, if you will, morning newscast, will help me make sense of the day's biggest news, providing you with clarity, context, and some fun. I do not want the New York Times to tell me to put any kind of clarity or context into the day's news, because I'm not stupid. So I wonder, though, if somebody could accuse us in what we do, Michael, News Talk Radio, we talk about what's in the news. So are we doing, is this the New York Times attempting to horn in on our business of political opinion or other, any kind of opinion? Or is this something they think it's necessary because the people
read it? How dare that small two-bit little upstart publication that rag called the New York Times hone in on our territory, which is to control the minds of humanity.
How dare that little pipsqueak of an organization attempt to hone in on our business?
So when did this start? Let's go back in all seriousness. Go ahead. I know I am. Thank you. Going back to, well, you can tell when I'm tongue-in-cheek and when I'm being serious.
I'm not always sure of that. The answer to your question in today's mishmash of media, In this era in
Michigan.
Which there is
Michigan,
no,
it's Michigan.
This, well, I said mishmash. The ethnic version of it is Michigan, but mishmash means a mishmash. Michigan means crazy. So in this crazy mishmash of media, in which the boundaries
Michigan media,
in which the boundaries between editorial and objective reporting, between opinion and objectivity, are blurred to high heaven, and people preach to the choir as opposed to just saying what they have and letting the choir develop that is interested in those stories, I would say that all platforms are in competition with each other for eyeballs, eardrums, minds, and wallets.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to your question is, yeah, they're out to get us.
Yeah,
but they have. They think we're out to get them.
Yeah, I know. So, but most importantly, the people who read that stuff or who listen to us, in a sense, we're trying to help them. Supposedly, we're assuming that they don't know how to think, and that's one of my main thrusts. Because people aren't being told how to think; they aren't being taught in school. They have either,
no, they're not being told how to think. They're not being told how to think. They're being told what to think. There's a huge difference between the two. I'm a big proponent of teach people how to think, not necessarily what to think.
Yeah.
And as long as people don't know how to think, there's going to be great lucrative business involved in telling them what to think. Oh, you don't know how to think?
Are we purposefully, has somebody or some group like the Bilderbergers or the Trilateralists, have they come up with a plan to dumb down America?
That's crap.
Who's behind this?
No one's behind anything. No one's behind anything. I think that there's a synergy. There's a collective consciousness. I think how humanity operates, whether it's the population of a city on a given day or the nation or the world, I think there's a component to it that defies conspiracy or defies organization or defies any premeditated effort to control it. I think it just happens on its own.
Organically.
Absolutely. Almost mystically. I don't like to use that word because people could think that, you know, I'm a nutcase. But the fact is, there's an element to it that defies our true understanding. You really think the President of the United States is running the country? Or
no.
So much of it is there's a parade going on, and the one that stands in front of it, and it looks like they're leading it, but sometimes the parade takes a turn, and they don't know it, and they wind up just a guy taking a walk. There's no real way to control the mood, the zeitgeist, the public opinion. You can influence it, you can cause trouble, but you can mislead, but ultimately the truth comes out, and we're going to go where we're going to go no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And has that been helped, to go back to my original sort of premises a half hour or so ago about technology and what had changed when we were talking about short attention spans? We had the Industrial Revolution that changed the world dramatically. Now we've had the technology revolution that's changed the world dramatically. I think sometimes we think we are at the end of whatever we could possibly. What else can we develop?
Hardly.
Yeah,
hardly.
Of course.
We're in a clunky, primitive stage of where we're heading.
And where are we heading?
We are truly in the old days. We are truly primitive compared to our potential. And if you look at the trajectory of human evolution and technological development, we're in the dark ages still.
Isn't that amazing? We think we're so smart.
Hell, people have always thought that it was the height of technology.
Right.
People never said back in the 17th century, 18th century, oh, we're living in the old days. Hope someday they invent an automobile. I hope someday they can split the atom and have nuclear power. I hope someday we're able to send people out to Pluto and find out whether it's a planet or a dwarf planet. They didn't think that. They thought, wow, look at those clipper ships. Those are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at this. We have invented shoes. You know,
I could run
faster. Fire. I mean, come on. You know, the first person to control fire. It happened all over the world at the same time. But the fact of the matter is that these were equally major technological and physical advances.
Really pretty eye-opening or ear-opening. Number three on the story list this week is the school opening debate. The road to school reopenings is filled with a lot of anxiety, filled with a lot of concern, filled with a lot of unanswered questions. Is this because of bad leadership?
Partially. It's also due to bad luck. look at the situation these poor people are faced with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, bad leadership is only, you know, in ratio to how bad the problems are that we're facing. Eventually, problems could be so great, there's no way to lead our way out of them. Look at what Kenya's doing. Kenya has taken a radical approach to the school opening situation. They've closed the schools for a year. Everybody's going to be 1 year behind. That's it. Start over. It's one big school day for the year. One big snow day, rather, for the year.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, there's going to be tremendous disruption in kids being able to get educated. But maybe, and this is just me now, maybe this will cause us to re-examine the whole nature of public and private education,
well,
and maybe in the end we'll wind up ahead of where we would have been because we're forced to deal with education now in building it back up from the bare bones, from the roots. And I think that's a good thing.
It's a good thing I don't get frustrated with some of the ideas I lay on people when they shake their head and think, is this guy for real? When we started talking about reorganizing the police, which was, what, a month and a half or so ago, with the beginning of the most recent Black Lives Matter movement, and the thing with Floyd and looking at all the other irregularities coming from police all around the country. You know, okay, we're going to defund the police, or are we going to reorganize the police? I went one step further. As a matter of fact, I said, okay, yep, that is a very important thing for us to consider. What are the police doing? After all, we're paying for them, so shouldn't they do what we want them to do and not do what we don't want them to do as a collective? And the same can be said for the public education system, which in many minds, including mine, is for the most part a miserable failure. Very expensive, buying buses and all kinds of things that, you know, are necessary, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but we spend so much time talking about the ancillary things, we don't talk about what the children are learning or aren't learning.
Right.
And so I think if we're going to reorganize the police, let's reorganize everything we're paying for with our tax dollars. And the public school education is another area that may need more reorganization than the police. What do you think?
Well, I think everything needs reorganization. It's just a matter of why you're doing it. Are you doing it for political reasons? Are you doing it because you're insane? Or are you doing it because you truly want to make things better? Defunding the police is a very... Defunding the police, getting rid of the police, or reorganizing and reforming the police are very different things.
Right, and most people don't get it. You know, that's back to what we were saying, the short attention span. Yeah, we're going to defund the police. No, you're not. You don't even understand what we're talking about. But all these people are running around, at the protest in Portland. Let's get rid of the police. What are you, a moron? Who's going to...
Yes, we are morons.
Apparently, we are. Some of us.
Morons deserve rights, too. You know? I mean... Remember the old Woody Allen movie where the guy was leaving town? They go, where are you going? He's going to the Village Idiot Convention. He was
that was
a great scene. Yeah, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people whose intelligence is below average.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that statement.
And it's not, in our school system, not doing anything to enhance that.
Well, you're always going to have people who are below average. You got to raise the bar as to what's average.
You'd like to think. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. All right, moving ahead here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we'll find out what is in the Michael Harrison interview box in a matter of moments here. Elizabeth Miller is somebody I interviewed this week. She's one of the major domos at Calitrin, which is the weight loss formula that people are talking about not only all around our country, but all around the world. Now, maybe that doesn't impress you. Maybe the fact that 86% of the people who have signed on over the last 23 years to use Calitrin as a weight loss program have been successful. Maybe that gets your attention. Maybe the fact that it doesn't have any stimulants in it or drugs, maybe that gets your attention. Whatever gets your attention, please go to toploss.com. Check out all the things that I've just suggested that are there, the science of the formula, success rate of people that are taking this, the fact that it's safe for the entire family to use it, capsule-wise, liquid-wise. This is a program you stay on for 6 months. Not only will you lose the weight, you keep it off. And you only have to pay for 3 months to get a six-month supply. Pretty fab, right? Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV. You don't have to pay for any shipping. This is a product that will bring you a lot of happiness and a long life. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's number one for people who are health conscious. Toploss.com, the website. Use the code DJV for the best deal.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, here's Michael surprising me and you, perhaps, with his Michael Harrison interview this week. One of the great rock jocks, in my opinion, of the era, Shadow Stevens. What a fabulous jock name. What the heck put the two of you together?
We were both former program directors of KMET. We crossed paths in Los Angeles, and he's one of the most brilliant radio technicians. He also was, you know, the voice of Federated Home Appliance Group. He was the American Top 40 successor for 7 years to KMET.
He was a good jock, too. He was fabulous.
What a voice. What pipes. And he's got an amazing podcast out called Mental Radio. Go to mhinterview.com, folks, and you'll hear a conversation with a fascinating broadcaster.
Shadow Stevens and Michael Harrison, two fascinating broadcasters together. It's the MH Interview. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late wait to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Past the hour now, it's Tech Talk time, a review for the weekend of the top five technology items as edited by Victoria Keelan. But because she's not here, Doug Steffen goes through the list. Starting at number five, Honda recalling 600,000 vans and SUVs because of a faulty software chain that can, among other things, cause the backup camera to fail and the driver display to malfunction or reboot. I just kind of laughed at this because people are so now dependent on these sorts of things, and you know, cars only recently had them, what, the last 10 years or so? So if you have an Odyssey anyway, or a Passport, or a Pilot, you've probably got a car outfitted with incorrect instrument panel control software can cause the display not to show some of the information that you know, the engine oil pressure, speed, that sort of thing, because it's all computerized. So anyway, this is not a great thing, and you should get it checked out if you're driving a Honda. Number four on our tech list this week, the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 is out there. It's now included a heart monitoring electrocardiogram app, which has been cleared by the FDA. Second smartwatch in our country to feature this thing. The Apple Watch received clearance back in 2018. The FDA clearance means that the watch can be used as a medical device. Not the same thing as full approval, which is a high standard only given to high-risk Class 3 devices like pacemakers. They go through a lot of testing. Samsung's app is a lower-risk Class 2 product, and the Apple EKG app is also Class 2. They are the pregnancy test that you can get, blood pressure cuffs, they're also in that same category. It's not clear when the Samsung app will be made available here in our country. The existing Galaxy Watch Active 2 already had an EKG feature, but it hasn't been usable here. The EKG app was cleared and activated in South Korea in May. Not clear if it'll be unlocked on the Active 2 status for us here right away. The Galaxy Watch 3 also has a blood pressure and blood oxygen monitor. Those features haven't received clearance yet, and they aren't going to be available in our country. Okay, number three on the countdown, working our way to number one. Google shared a detailed timeline for Google Play Music's shutdown. Access will be revoked next month for users in New Zealand and South Africa, and for users all over the rest of the world in October. By December, the service will shut down all the way, after which you won't be able to transfer your account. Additionally, starting later this month, Google will no longer accept purchases for music within its Play Store. Google is making these moves now because they've got their YouTube Music service in full swing. So that's the replacement. Just a couple of months ago, it started allowing Google Play Music users to transfer practically every facet of their libraries to the new service: playlists, artists, albums, songs, a lot of purchased content, recommendations, that sort of thing. Transferring all of that content is pretty simple. Just open the YouTube Music app for the first time. Bingo, it does it automatically. You'll see something similar to the screen posted. Then there's a how-to on the process if you need some more assistance. Google promised that it would give plenty of notice in advance of Play Music shutting down, so it's made good on that, I guess, with this announcement. So continue to use the service till it shuts down if you want to. Get a new device with Android 10 loaded on. You'll find YouTube Music pre-installed in place of the Google Play Music. So you might want to begin the adjustment process if you have that utility. Number two this week, the focus on that Twitter hacker and the hearing that got bombed, Zoom bombed in a manner of speaking. Everybody's using Zoom. So listen to this. A 17-year-old Florida student named Graham Ivan Clark arrested and charged as the mastermind behind the massive Bitcoin scam. Remember, Obama got hit, and Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Bezos, Apple, all of them. He pulled it off by posing as a member of Twitter's IT department, used Twitter's own admin tool to break into the accounts. The court publicly revealed last week that it would hold hearings over Zoom, no password required. So naturally, all hell broke loose. Trolls decided to Zoom bomb the entire hearing, spewing disgusting noises, piping in distracting music, and some porn, all that good stuff. The judge spent more time force-ejecting trolls than he did delivering his decision, which, by the way, was to keep Clark's bail at $725,000 over six times the amount of Bitcoin that he has gotten in his Twitter scam. So there's that one. Number one this week, TikTok. President Trump claims that TikTok will be out of business in the U.S. by September 15th, if the Chinese parent company doesn't sell it or provide the U.S. Treasury Department with a lot of money. So let's see where all that goes, those of you who love TikTok. That's number one this week in the Tech Story Department. I'm Doug Steffen at 59.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.